I just love this part of the book of... Well, I love the book of Acts, but I love this story, the telling of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And I encourage you, grab your Bible at some point and read it today, or rewind and listen again to what happens to them. The Holy Spirit comes as Jesus said, and they are empowered and emboldened. And you have to understand, these guys have been through it. Their Messiah, the one that they followed around and hung on every word, they watched him get executed, right? And that shook them up terribly. They thought it was over before it ever began. And then he shows back up alive. And all the while, they're looking for the Messiah to come and establish rule and give dominion back to Israel. And yet they're still under Roman rule. And it's just all disconcerting. But they're trusting. Trusting in what Jesus said. They see him alive. They're trusting. And they watched him go back up to heaven. And the Holy Spirit comes and they began to speak in these languages that everyone from the surrounding areas, the known world, has congregated in Jerusalem. And they're hearing this 120 people speaking out praises to God in their own tongue. And they're perplexed by this for obvious reasons. They think, well, some of them think they're drunk, which is sort of dim-witted, because being drunk doesn't give you the ability to speak a language that you don't know. But I guess they couldn't come up with a better solution, and so everyone is just amazed by this. But look at Peter. Peter, who has denied Jesus. Jesus has taken him back into his wounds and said, "Do you love me?" And, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." We see Peter step up to the plate. And you can see the difference. As we go through the narrative of the gospel, we get this glimpse of Peter as a very passionate person, yes. But not necessarily one who thinks about what he says. Not necessarily one who has a dominating control over his emotions. You don't understand what I'm saying? Not that there's any character flaw there. He's just a very, very passionate person. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon Peter, look at how he stands up with authority. You can see the change in character that has happened because of this. And what happens is 3,000 people are brought into the kingdom the first day. All right, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit that we are reading about in the book of Acts is the same Holy Spirit that is involved in our lives, that we invite on a daily basis. So that utterly transforming act of the descending of the Holy Spirit on their lives changed them. The same power is in us, and we have the same ability for change. We just kind of govern it, don't we? Don't we just try to go, well, you know, yes, yes, Ryan, this is true. Yes. But, you know, how far do we go off the deep end before we're not relevant anymore? And, you know, we have to live in this society. So we have to kind of temper this, right? And I guess to a degree, if the Holy Spirit is leading in that direction, yes. But that wasn't what the disciples and the early followers, the 120, did. They just went for it, and God showed up. What I'm saying isn't, so just let's just let it all hang out. Let's just go for it and see what happens. That's really not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, it is time for us to yield ourselves over to the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, mind you, knows better than we do about every given circumstance or situation. And that direction and that clarity that Jesus walked with and that the apostles walked with has been available all down through the ages. And when we look at church history, we see the people that fully yielded themselves to this. And we see God showing up in the same ways. This is our heritage, guys. This is what we are born of. So I guess what I'm saying is, it's really not ours to govern, is it? It's not ours to hold at bay. It's God to live through us. And we should allow that to happen, whatever that looks like. We should live our lives guided by the Holy Spirit, walking with all boldness into all truth, and let come what may. Because when we are operating in the Holy Spirit, when we are operating in the will of God, well, we're where we're supposed to be. So whatever happens as a result of that, it's not our problem, right?